Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is a Friday in Ordinary Time, proper 12 in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. An announcement. Next week will be summer vacation for Morning Prayer and Worship. No podcast episodes next week. It is my wife and I's 25th wedding anniversary, and the kids start school back. So we will see you back on August 14th. To stay up to date, you can join the Facebook group, benwardmusic.com/Facebook. You can get on the email list, benwardmusic.com/email. And I am looking forward to returning. Hopefully we will do a live in the Facebook group again like we did last week. Spend some time together. Let's worship the Lord today. I believe in the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. I believe that the power of the gospel still makes them broken. Oh, I believe that the curse of sin was broken when they rolled away that stone. I believe as I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. And no matter where I go, no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. I believe that the walls will start falling when we fall down on our knees. I believe that the lame will go walking, blind are gonna see. I believe that the gates of hell tremble when the church begins to sing. I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. No matter where I go, and no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. Sing it to the daughters, sing it to the sons, to every generation. Look at what the Lord has done. Sing it to the darkness that the light has come. Sing it to the nations. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. And no matter where I go, and no matter where I've been, I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We give it to you. We lay it at your feet. We say we worship you. We love you. We honor you. We bless you. We thank you. Give us grateful hearts, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this new day that has dawned and how your goodness and mercy have followed us here today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our psalm for today, selections from Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Those who seek to destroy me, I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. God of Israel, may those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor, and your great love, O Lord, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it. And those who love his name will dwell there.
And we'll dwell in the land of the living, the land of our inheritance. You have drawn your lines for me in pleasant places. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 17, 1 through 15. When Paul and his companions had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As was his custom, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women. But other Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house and searched Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are all defying Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. As soon as it was night, the believers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. As a result, many of them believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. But when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, some of them went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The believers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. Those who escorted Paul brought him to Athens, and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Friday in ordinary time, proper 12. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. come boldly before the throne of grace, you are invited. You are welcomed by the Father. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus. Our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today, lift up those who are closest to you. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, our enemies, bless those who curse us. Now, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, say their names. Lift them up. Stand in the gap for them. For those who feel like they don't belong, that feel outcast for whatever reason, Lord, show them that they belong to you, that you invite them in, that you don't give crumbs from the table, that you invite them to be a son or a daughter. Those who are lonely today, who feel all alone, oh Lord, show them that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, the one who never leaves nor forsakes. Thank you, Lord.
We belong to you, Father. We belong to you, Lord. We belong
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You belong to Him. He is your provider. He is responsible for you. Lay it all down today. Thank you for praying with me this week. Remember, we'll pray together again August 14th. Stay up to date. BenWardMusic.com/email. Join the Facebook group, BenWardMusic.com/Facebook. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Thank you for your support. Bye-bye.